Please listen to me. I'm coming to some very serious territory right now. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Let me warn you. Please, let me warn you. There is a line drawn over which you cannot be saved. If you think that you can just wait till you die and on your deathbed you can come to Christ, you've got nothing coming. Here your life is. Out yonder somewhere, I do not know where. There is a line. I don't know where it is. But that line is drawn, and when you cross over that line, from that moment forward, you will never have a chance to be saved. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 24, it says, God gave them up. Are you listening? God gave them up. Now, one of these days, you're going to hear the gospel for the last time and say no, and God's going to say, okay, I'll knock on somebody else's door, and I'll not knock on your door anymore. In Romans 1:26, it says, God gave them up. In Romans 1:28, it says, God gave them over. In Genesis 6:3, my spirit will not always strive with man. In Ephesians 4:19, who being past feeling have given themselves over. Hebrews 12:17 tells about a man named Esau. In the Bible says Esau found no place for repentance, though he sought it with tears. Esau cried to get saved, but he couldn't get saved. Why? He crossed the line. I was in seven times, it says, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now listen carefully. Let me plead with you this morning. Let me beg you today. If you have the least desire to go to heaven, if there's just a little bit of a desire to go to heaven, and this morning you trust Jesus as your Savior, don't join this church if you don't want to. Don't ever come back if you don't want to. And you can miss First Baptist Church, but don't miss heaven. Whatever church you belong to, whether you go back to your own church or not, that's not the issue. But don't you let anybody tell you that anything can take you to heaven except Jesus Christ Himself. And don't take a chance. Years ago, I was preaching in my own church in Texas, Miller Road Baptist Church, Garland, Texas. One night, I was preaching a revival meeting, by the way, in my own church. And one night, two very distinguished middle-aged ladies walked in. Obviously, ladies of some means. The service ended, I went back and I said, ladies, do you know you're Christians? And one of them said, I can't become a Christian. I said, what do you mean? And she said, I can't become a Christian. She said, when I was a child, so they tried to get me to trust Jesus, and I didn't. And when I was a teenager, they tried to get me to trust Jesus, and I didn't. And when I was a young adult, they tried to get me to trust Jesus, and I didn't. She said, preacher, I can tell you the place and the time when I crossed over a line to which I can never get saved. She said, I heard you on the radio. I thought maybe if I came to your church, I might could get that feeling back again. But she said, it's gone. It's gone. And she began to scream, lost forever! Lost forever! Lost forever! Lost forever! Let me lovingly warn you, ladies and gentlemen, that God will not forever and ever and ever and ever keep the invitation to you. One day, the invitation will come for the last time. And you'll have crossed the line. Today, listen carefully, I'm through. Today is the best chance you'll ever have to get saved.